Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Kind of disturbing to hear from our final caller, Chris, who was talking about how his parents watch nothing but BS LSD and have no clue about Hunter Biden's laptop or the corruption with China, Ukraine, Kazakhstan, you name it, that the Biden crime family has been involved in. It's news to them. So sad to say that for a segment of the population, anyhow, the Twitter and Facebook and liberal media shutdown of the Hunter Biden laptop story is being marginally effective to some degree. Great to have you along. Hello, fellow patriots, liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we enter into the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show, the one we refer to as the bonus hour. Big night, of course. It's already been a big day with the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court being voted out of the Judiciary Committee without a single Democrat vote. Well, look, you know, they want to lay down in the kitchen floor and hold their breath till they turn blue and pound their fists on the floor and throw an infantile fit. They're welcome to it. And the reason they are having their heads explode is because they can't do anything about the nomination of ACB to the Supreme Court, which will now go to the full Senate next week. So in that regard, kudos to Lindsey Graham for shoving this thing through despite the speed spikes thrown down in the road by Chuck U. Schumer and the rest of them. Great to have you along, and as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation this evening. Grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. I am severely in arrears on text line messages today. Apologies for that, but there's been a bunch going on. You don't need to know about what we're dealing with. Technical issues here. You don't care. You've got your own problems. So let me see if I can catch up with the text line. Hey, Bob, do we have any chance of winning the House this election cycle? Yeah, I think we do. I wouldn't say the chances are as good there necessarily as they are of holding on to the Senate, but there's always a chance. Bobby Jamie Harrison's campaign reminds me of Tommy Smith being sent here by the D.C. cabal to run against Hobart Lewis and show us rednecks what's what. That's right, because all of us toothless South Carolinians living here in flyover country, we don't know what's good for us. Our elitist betters have a much better idea of what we should do. Right. Barbara just texted, good show. Thank you, Barbara. Bobby, Annie said the debate at 9, but Channel 4 WIFF is reporting at 8. Well, there's a one-hour pregame show. The debate itself actually will begin at 9. Okay. But look, you know, just like the Super Bowl pregame show starts, what, midnight the night before? Same way with this. Why are they having a one-hour lead-in to the debate? Because they can sell commercials in it. And as long as they can sell spots, they're going to go on an hour early. Bobby, didn't Bill Bledsoe drop out? I just got something in the mail trying to get me to vote for him and not for Lindsey Graham on the ballot. Is it from the Democrat Party? It is. It is from Jamie Harrison. It is disingenuous. It is disinformation. And it shows you the way the Democrats play the game. Like the commercials that Harrison has been running endlessly here on a conservative-leaning radio station. Because they are trying to split votes away from Lindsay and get people to waste their vote by voting for Bill Bledsoe, who actually dropped out of the race on October 1st and endorsed Lindsey Graham in the process. So you see what they're up to here? Bobby, so now with the new CDC guidelines, does that mean we will now have to play beat the clock when going into a big box store? Meanwhile, mom and pop stores continue to shut down and close their doors. Yeah. Well, it's all in a concerted effort to drive a stake through the heart of the Trump economy. Hey, Bobby, Mountain Rest now has 2 yards with Biden signs in them. I'm waiting for the liberal media to report it as a 100% increase in voter support for Pedo Joe. Gotcha. Bobby, there may be a misconception of the wealthy people voting for Biden. My son and I were driving through Pensacola, down by the shore, yeah, Gulf Coast of Florida. Every neighborhood we drove through had Trump signs, Trump flags, Trump everything. These houses were located right on the water in million-dollar neighborhoods. Pensacola, of course, is a big military town as well. It's where the Blue Angels headquarters and a big naval base there. Bobby, there's a neighborhood across from Knob Jones that has a bunch of Biden signs. Well, as I quoted John Wayne earlier, life is tough. It's even tougher when you're stupid. Bobby Mack, I just received something in the mail from the Democrat Party outlining all the information we've been hearing on the Bill Bledsoe commercials. Good grief. You know what this is? This is very telling about how panicky the Jamie Harrison campaign is. They feel a necessity to try and split conservative voters away from Lindsay and get them to waste their vote voting for Bill Bledsoe. What does that say about their confidence level that they can win on their own? Right. Bobby, Fox News just reported that Hunter Biden business associate Bobulinski, the second one verifying that the emails on the laptop are true, will be Trump's guest at the debate tonight. Yeah, caller mentioned that earlier in the program. That's almost as good as putting all the victims of the bimbo eruptions during Bill Clinton's run in the White House, in bringing them in and putting them all in the front row during his debate with Felonious Von Pantsuit. Bobby, I remember a couple of years ago, somebody turned around, went up on the overpass and shot kids that were throwing stuff. Well, not good to throw things off the overpass of the interstate, but I would say that's a bit of an overreaction. Bobby, I'm seeing a lot of new people on my timeline. Facebook doesn't like my post. 99% Trump. I'm sure that's merely coincidence. Is this about Kentucky or is this about Tennessee? I don't get this. Bobby, wait till they play the North Carolina Tar Heels. Bobby, red Solo cups are going to provide a more realistic sound than the 2 Dixie cups attached to a piece of string you suggested for the new Wi-Fi connection. We'll take that into consideration. Thank you. Always love those red Solo cups, even before the song about them. 6:15, Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 6:21. We're in the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show here on the penultimate workday of the week. As we go back to the phones, let's go to Inman next and bring in Kim. Hi, Kim. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby Mack. I just have a quick question, and you may have actually covered this previously, and I just didn't hear. Mm-hmm. But why are there signs all over Spartanburg, particularly in the areas of low-income housing, that say vote by November 2nd? Isn't voting day November 3rd?
It is, yeah.
Could that be that they're just wanting to get more of their Democrats, they're wanting to know where they stand on November 2nd so they can fudge the numbers on November 3rd?
I suspect that there is some twist to this, some psyop, some disinformation campaign going on, because in point of fact, I should make sure that all Democrats know that they should vote on Wednesday, November the 4th.
True.
Well, look, I mean, you know, if they're going to engage in this stuff, Kim, what's preventing me from doing the same?
Exactly. But I was just, I've seen them pop up here. I commute all the way through Spartanburg each day, and It's just seems like it's just been recently that they've all popped up saying vote by November 2nd. And I keep thinking, no, it's November 3rd.
I guess, if we're going to assume there's some legitimate purpose for it, I guess that it could be that they are encouraging people to absentee vote early or to mail-in ballot vote early. But it seems to me it's an odd way to go about it.
You know, because they're plain blue signs, and the only thing on them is make sure you vote by November 2nd.
What color are the signs again?
They're blue.
And that's a color we associate with?
Democrats.
You may have answered your own question, Kim.
I think that's probably right. But also I wondered whether or not that if they do fudge and get Biden into office, are they going to try to use this thing with Hunter as a way to, get him out of office and make Kamala Harris president?
Yeah, force him to resign in shame and be replaced by Kamala. Well, I don't know. I mean, given the fact that that Biden called a lid on press coverage for all of this week, which tells you something about his stamina, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt seriously that were Biden to win, he could make it past Valentine's Day anyhow.
True. That is true.
And of course,
I was just kind of wondering whether they would like to see him go out more as force him out rather than he's too weak and feeble.
Yeah, unquestionably. But then again, if he wins, I mean, already the alphabet news networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, and all the left-leaning cable networks and the New York Post, New York Times and the Washington Post, are ignoring the Hunter Biden laptop story. Anyway, so if Biden were miraculously or through cheating through malicious means, right, then the whole thing would disappear anyhow.
Yeah, that's true. But, all right, I just wanted to get your input on what these signs were about and if you had heard from anyone else about them. So.
No, I had not, actually, so I appreciate your telling us about them.
My problem, and I just thought it was weird, they're just popping up in the areas that are really close to low-income housing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. And nowhere else. I mean, we've got a kind of a ritzy area called Converse Heights here in Spartanburg.
Right.
There's none of them near there, but as soon as you go down Union Street, which is close to the more of the low-income area, they're
right.
all over the place.
Maybe in very small print underneath it says, don't be a day late and a dollar short.
Maybe. I couldn't see that as I was driving by. All right. Well, thank you so much, Bobby Mack. You have a blessed day.
Thanks, Kim. I hope you do, too. Good to have you here this evening. 626 as we go to Anderson next and bring in Roger. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Well, Bobby, I'm cautiously and I'll cautiously optimistic about tonight's debate.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was Trump, Bobby, I would use a lay back and wait strategy on dropping any Hunter topic or Joe Biden sleazy connection to China, Ukraine topic out there. I would, in the first half hour, 45 minutes or hour, really hammer him on the lockdowns, on the economy, on kitchen table issues, on things that, you know, so I would not come out of the gate with the Hunter Biden stuff. I wouldn't do it in the first hour. I would wait until after the hour. I'd wait till near the end of the debate when Joe mm-hmm. Biden is running out of gas, when he's running on fumes, and then I just drop some little subtle thing in there like Joe Biden will give an answer and he'll start meandering off talking about some story where someone called him Joey at a swimming pool or something.
Right.
And,
yeah.
I mean, and just, and after that meandering nonsense, Trump just looks at Biden and says, is that all you got, big guy?
Right.
Is that all you're going to talk about, big guy? And just call him big guy.
Well, you're right. You know, at some point tonight, I don't know, first, middle, last, or wherever, he has got to address Biden as big guy.
He's got to, Bobby. And then he can also say, well, if they mute him, and you know they will.
Yeah.
And Kristen Welker, I seriously doubt, even though there's been so many more revelations, and Bob Alinsky is going to be in the audience
yep.
as a special guest of Trump, Kristen Welker is not going to acknowledge that.
No. Nope.
She's not going to bring any of this up. She is a hack. She is NBC, the National Beijing Channel's
yep.
top one of the top people on there. She's not going to bring it up. But Bobby, I would still wait. I would lay back if I was Donald Trump, wait till the last 15, 20 minutes after he's cleaned him up on all the other issues, and Joe Biden is sitting there panting, tongue hanging out, he's not going to make it another 10 minutes,
right.
And then I'd go, hey, big guy, what's all this new information about your illegal dealings? Just drop it out there.
That's one strategy. That's one suggestion for strategy. And the other, of course, is diametrically opposed, and that is to come right out, you know, with the Hunter Biden laptop and hit him with that right off the bat, attempting to throw him off balance. But you know that being locked up in the basement for 4 days, Biden is going to come right back with it's all debunked, it's Russian disinformation,
yeah.
and people who don't
yeah.
know the difference may buy it.
Well, see, Bobby, that's the thing. Joe Biden has been on the lid. He's under the lid for the last 4 days. His whole campaign's been under the lid for 6 months, but he's totally prepared. I just saw an interview a few minutes ago with Pete Buttigieg, however you pronounce his name,
right.
his top advisor, and you can hear the talking points that they've already gone over. Again, Bobby, this is what we talked about before. They're going to talk about how he's picking on a man whose son has a drug addiction,
mm-hmm.
he's picking on a man's family. He doesn't care about the American families. He's going after Joe Biden's children.
Right.
And Kristen Welker will at that point whip out the Kleenex and start sobbing on stage. Look,
yeah,
I think
the tears will be flowing.
Just
yeah.
play it. I'd play it cool if I was Trump, Bobby. I really would, because he really does. I hate to say this. He needs to have a very strong performance that can win over some people. Maybe there's 1% undecided, but he really does need a strong performance, and he needs to hit the issues of the lockdown, the fracking, the energy issue, all the things that we know that he has got Biden on, and, and does a great job talking about.
Yeah, I think that's probably that's interesting advice, Roger. And we'll see what strategy the president employs tonight. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Good to have you here. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to update the news. I'm right back with the last half of the bonus hour, including today's edition of Amazing True Facts. Welcome back. 6:38 now, 22 before 7 o'clock. So the big debate, final one in the series of what was supposed to be three and turns out to be only two, is tonight, 9 o'clock. You can hear it right here. Counter-programming on Fox. The World Series is taking a break tonight, tied at one game each. But there is Thursday Night Football. And it's a barn burner. You might say it's a real crapshoot.
Tonight, Thursday Night Football. The 1-5 New York Giants versus the 1-4-1 Philadelphia Eagles. Who'll get win number two? And whose record will be number two? Find out tonight on Thursday Night Football.
I think I am safe in predicting that tonight's Thursday Night Football rating will be the lowest in the history of the broadcast. Then again, you know, if you're the no fun league, why not throw a couple of losers up there against the presidential debate? To the phones we go without further ado. Paul is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Paul, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bobby, how you doing today?
So far, so good.
My wife and I listen to you all the time. Love you. Love you.
Thank you, sir.
So, interesting episode earlier today. I get a phone call. I have to answer my phone because that's my work.
Gotcha.
And the person starts in on me. I'm from XYZ, and I'm calling on behalf of Jamie Harrison. I'm like, oh, well, let me save you some time. We're a Democrat. Usually that stops them, but I can sense desperation because this person refused to accept no and just barreled on with me. And I just said, ma'am, you're wasting your time. I'm not going to vote Democrat. My house is not going to do that. She said, can I ask you why? Sure. Glad you did. grew up in, you know, in poor neighborhoods very early on. Had the same challenges and opportunities and conflict that every poor person growing up in broke neighborhoods like I has. Mm-hmm. But I rose above it. Why? Because I chose not to accept the label. I chose not to be a victim. I chose not to listen to people to give me handouts to get ahead in life. And I took that same thinking and traveled all over the country and realized that over the last 40 years, I have yet to see a Democrat-controlled city or state that does not have the worst of everything.
Amen.
If you can answer that, I might be convinced to change my mind. Immediately, this person wanted to change their story, you know, wanted to change their questioning and their tactics. But what do you feel about gun control? Answered that one. That didn't last too long at all, but you can.
I bet.
It was fun, Bobby. I could sense the desperation in this person's voice.
Yeah.
Like, I got to convince you. I was like, you're not going to convince me.
Yeah, you know, you can smell the panic through the phone, can't you?
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yeah, I've got multiple answers for those guys, and that's what they refer to as push polling, trying to convince you. You know, you're voting for Trump? No, I'm voting for the First Amendment and against cancel culture and for freedom of speech. I'm voting for the Second Amendment and my right to defend my family. I'm voting for the continued growth of my 401k in the stock market. I'm voting for the Electoral College over having New York, Boston, Chicago, and L.A. elect the president. I'm voting for the police to be respected and to ensure law and order. And the list goes on and on from there, right?
I love it. I'm going to actually use that tactic,
yeah,
that approach, because it makes a whole lot more sense.
Well, I think I think what you did was interesting, and you're right. You know, when you talk about sensing the desperation here, I mean, we see it in these Bill Bledsoe ads. They wouldn't be running those ads if they weren't running scared.
I agree. Yep.
Thank you very much for the call, Paul. That's good stuff. Thank you for calling this evening. I appreciate it, sir. And thanks for being there and listening to the show. 18 before 7, let's head to Tryon and bring in Bob here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Bob, and welcome.
Hey, my man. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Your previous caller mentioned something about Trump laying low until Biden runs out of steam.
Mm-hmm.
And made me think of rope-a-dope.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali.
Yep, that would work. I got a line for Trump that I wish I was on the committee. Here's the line. Joe, you are part of the swamp that I got elected to drain.
I like it. Yeah. Because he's not only part of it, he's a figurehead of it.
You know, what... He's going to rival the Clintons.
You know, he certainly was paying attention watching Bill and Hillary at work with the Clinton Crime Family Foundation, wasn't he?
Unbelievable how these people get away with this stuff. It is indeed a swamp. Oh, one quick thing.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay, crying poor mouth, give me all your money. Is it not the case that when a Congress or senator retires and they have unspent money in their war chest, that goes into their savings account?
It is theirs to use as they see fit. You are correct.
And I'm going to send Lindsay $10 of my money to put in his pocket. Right?
Yeah, this is probably going to be his last run, so yeah, I guess that's probably correct.
Why is he not opening his pocketbook?
Well, good question. Lindsay is not going to be confused with Barry Goldwater. There's no question about that, but unfortunately, we find ourselves at a moment in time when we need him. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. 6:45 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Think they have an IV in the arm of Lion Hayden Biden about this time? Well, it's just over 3 hours away from the debate. Yeah, they're probably getting him pumped up. All right, here we go. Time to squeeze in ATF, and here's Gary Goodvoice.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Thank you. This is pretty weird. A girl was totally freaked out by her sleepwalking sister named Lexi, who stood next to her bed and stared without moving a muscle for almost a minute. It didn't matter how many times the girl called Lexi's name, she never flinched. Listen here.
Lexi? Lexi. Hey, stop staring at me like that. Yo, you're starting to freak me out. Mom! Mom! Stop! She's just standing here staring at me. It's great.
Max.
Mom eventually came in and woke Lexi up. That's pretty creepy. In fact, Hollywood screenwriters have already gotten hold of this story and have made it into a new movie, and we have the trailer for it. Can we roll that trailer, please?
This Halloween, the real terror won't be ringing the doorbell because she's already in the house.
Lexi?
And she's in your room.
Lexi, hey, stop staring at me like that.
Sleepwalking sister.
Mom! Mom! She's just standing here staring at me.
It's Kleenex.
There are times mommy can't help.
Lexi?
Sleepwalking sister starts Friday.
Pretty bizarre. Speaking of movies, there's a new list out of the top 50 best movie and TV plot twists. Here is number one on the list. Remember,
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
Ooh. James Earl Jones, of course, is Darth Vader. That was number one on the list of top 50 best movie and TV plot twists. Number two, The Red Wedding from Game of Thrones, and Bruce Willis finding out he was dead in The Sixth Sense. And finally, let's hear it for the super seniors. 102-year-old woman in Maryland went skydiving for the first time.
I'm going to do a skydive. Sometimes it's called a tandem jump.
Well, you're an inspiration to all of us, so thank you.
The fact that a person at that age could do the jump.
Are you nervous, any?
Probably a little bit. Now, you push me out before you come out.
If you want to go on an adventure, but I think we should go together.
I felt like I was tumbling just for a minute. Then I thought, no, somebody's holding on to me. It was wonderful, a real thrill. Thankful that I made a safe landing.
Yeah, you go, Granny. Wow. 102 years old and skydiving. That is, that's pretty cool. There you go. There's ATF for today. Of course, our coverage of the final presidential debate between President Trump and Lion Hayden Biden coming up tonight. Mark Levin, of course, is next. The great one underneath the brick and steel of a nondescript building somewhere. And then I will be back to wrap up the work week tomorrow. It's the Friday free-for-all on the way tomorrow after Rush. God bless.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.